News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Online with a little Brad Paisley, and you know what that means. That means on the Pepsico Expert Panel, we have our expert in the house, Tasca King, who's going to talk to us this Monday about ADX Digital. Hey, Tasca.
Good morning. Actually, I'd rather talk about Maseratis.
Okay.
I've never been in one.
Oh, I have to think about that for a second.
They look really cool.
I may not have been in one. I've been in a Porsche.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in a Lamborghini.
Oh, wow.
But that was like at a radio remote.
Okay.
wasn't because I had a rich boyfriend or anything like that. I was probably on some, selling some auto dealership or something, but okay.
Well, as Brad Paisley says, we're so much cooler online.
Aren't
we
though?
Be.
Yes, especially on Facebook. Our lives on Facebook, if only that was reality. But,
exactly.
There you go. So did you have a nice holiday?
I did. Did you?
I did. I did a whole lot of nothing, which was wonderful. I got to spend time with family and friends, which I don't get to do as much as I should. And so, it was just really nice to not have to be anywhere in particular.
It was a lot of family time for me as well.
Me too. And then I sort of kick myself and say, why do I wait so long to get together with everybody? Mm-hmm. But we're just all so busy.
That's right.
We just all get
That's
busy.
That's right.
So I did spend a lot of time online, I have to confess.
Okay.
I bought,
well,
bought a lot of stuff.
Let me ask you this. Did you shop with Amazon?
Yes.
Imagine that. That's what we're
going
to talk about today.
Yay.
Amazon.
Well, I also watched a lot of movies on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I did too. So. Oh, did you watch Red One?
No, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, you've
That's
got
the
to watch Red
One.
It was so good. It's
I
so
watched
good.
Love Actually.
Oh,
remember that film?
Goldie,
I know,
yeah.
I love that one. I love that movie. So, okay, we digress.
So let's talk about Amazon.
Okay.
First, let's talk for a minute, since we brought up shopping or spending time on Amazon, as a consumer and the way we utilize Amazon and Amazon's products as a consumer.
Right.
And there are a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously, we shop with Amazon. In addition to that, we watch our video content, especially if we're watching Amazon Prime, if we have, if we utilize a Fire Stick for Fire TV for our streaming. So there's so many different ways that so many of us use Amazon on a regular basis. Just to give you just a few stats about Amazon, there are over 120 million unduplicated monthly viewers on Amazon on their OTT products. So that's Amazon Prime. That's your Fire Stick and all of the programming that comes with Fire Stick. In addition to that, there are over 50 million monthly active Fire TV users. 50 million. Isn't that crazy?
50 million?
Mm-hmm. There are over 300 million active consumer Amazon accounts.
Wait, did you say that again?
300 million active consumer Amazon accounts.
So there's, 270 million people in the United States?
Well, that's worldwide.
Oh, my gosh.
Worldwide.
Okay.
Now, that's
say.
People that actually have an account. That doesn't take into account people that might go to Amazon to browse, but they don't have an Amazon Prime account or a specific Amazon
gotcha.
Account.
Right.
Or if they just do, a periodic order here and there and haven't got an account set up.
Right, okay.
You can do it either way.
That makes sense.
So that's still a huge number. Amazon OTT brands reach each month an incremental 6.5% of viewers on average. That is more than linear television. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Linear television, by the way, is broadcast TV.
Wow, that is really interesting.
On average, 74% of intended audience reached by Amazon OTT, that is your video programming, so your video commercials, are not reachable from linear TV. So
wow. Okay, that makes sense.
That's crazy. And we've been hearing for years how the cable and satellite subscriptions are becoming lower, fewer and fewer every year, which means these streaming subscriptions are getting bigger and bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to reach the people who are looking at the most current, in general, the most current video content, you've got to reach them on streaming.
It sounds like it, yeah. Well, when I think about it now, too, there was a time when you were on Amazon where you could watch movies, but now it's all ads. So you do have ad segments now. Most of the subscription channels, unless you pay extra.
Right. Well, there's two different options with Amazon Prime. And one of them is ad-supported, and one of them is there are no ads. Most people use the ad-supported, especially because a lot of us had Amazon Prime for years.
That's me.
And it came with our Amazon Prime account. So unless you go in and change, since they added that no ad option, unless you went in and changed it in your account, you're getting the ads. Now, that being said, what I've noticed so far, and I do watch quite a bit of Amazon Prime, is that the ads run at the very beginning of the program. So it's either the very beginning of the series episode, right, or it's the very beginning of the movie, and then it doesn't get interrupted.
That's what I've noticed.
At least
too.
Not yet. Now, that could change.
Right.
Because if you're watching Hulu or Paramount Plus, some of those, you may, and you have the ad supported, you're going to see ads inside the programming,
mm-hmm,
or interrupting the programming or whatever. So, but let's talk about, as consumers, we've talked about, okay, you know, we go on to Amazon.com and we shop,
mm-hmm,
and we research products that we are thinking about buying. And then we watch Amazon Prime and we watch programming maybe on a Fire TV. So those are different ways that we as consumers utilize the Amazon's products.
Right.
Now, let's flip that around to the businesses, to small businesses. How can you, as a small business, take advantage of the Amazon products and data in your business? Well, first of all, I'm just going to say that using Amazon targeting is going to be using their targeting data to reach people with your display ads, video ads, OTT ads, or in all of that on Amazon.com, as well as Amazon-owned properties and thousands of other websites and apps that they have partnered with across all devices.
That's incredible.
So Amazon owns multiple websites,
mm-hmm,
and they've partnered with another multiple of websites. And this creates what we call the Amazon network. So, and then we've got Amazon Video, we've got Amazon OTT. Now, the difference between the two of those is Amazon Video, those ads are going to show on a computer or a laptop or your phone. Amazon OTT, 100%, is going to be shown on a connected television when someone's watching Fire TV, or they're watching Amazon Prime, or they're watching one of those other networks that Amazon has partnered with.
Wow, that is so informative. So if you have a question for Tasca about Amazon and how your business can reach your clients and customers, give us a text at 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to talk more about Amazon and ADX Digital on News Radio 92.3. Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Monday, New Year's Eve's Eve, I guess that would be.
New Year's Eve Eve, yes.
Eve Eve, yes. And I'm with Tasca King, who is talking to us about ADX Digital. I feel like I'm getting a really good education here on how Amazon works.
Amazon School.
Yes, this is great. So keep going. Tell
okay.
us more. Tell us more.
So I know that we talked a little bit about OTT and
say what that is again.
That is over-the-top advertising.
Gotcha.
Which basically is TV commercials for streaming. TV commercials that run during streaming.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to mention one thing. I know we talked a little bit a few minutes ago about Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime is kind of new to our arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Amazon Video that has run on the Fire Stick and a bunch of the streamers that come through the Fire Stick. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we've had that for a while. Prime just recently got added to our arsenal. And that's because, you know, how we talked a little bit ago about ad-supported.
Right.
So when Amazon made that change last year, basically, if you had an Amazon Prime account 2 years ago, or however long it was before they made the change, there were no ads on Amazon Prime at that point in time.
That's right.
Okay, when they made the change, they added the ad-supported option.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had an Amazon Prime account, you automatically got the Amazon, the ad supported version.
Mm-hmm.
You have to upgrade to the no ad version.
Right.
So you had no ads for a long time, and then you started seeing ads. And if you want to not see the ads, you have to physically go in, or you know, manually
pay
go
extra
in
too.
And upgrade. And it does cost more. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because when we got to add Amazon Prime into our arsenal of products, then the great thing about that is that there's no difference in the price.
Oh, that is good.
And what's wonderful about that is if you're looking at buying Hulu or if you're looking at buying Netflix or any of the other larger streamers that are on pretty close to the same level or you know near the same level as Prime, you've got to pay a much higher cost per impression or cost per thousand impressions in order to utilize those services. And when we got the opportunity to add Prime in with our other Amazon OTT, I was very pleasantly surprised to learn there was not going to be a price increase there.
That is nice.
So you get it's a great, great value. It's a great
absolutely
value.
And what goodness, a reach. The reach those, must be incredible.
Speaking of reach, I mean, Reacher's coming back on.
Right. Oh, yes.
I mean, I love Reacher. And that is probably one of their biggest series hits.
Right.
So, I mean, you add that into great movies and great programming. It's right along the level, in the same level as some of those other streamers that are very, very expensive.
Right.
So, anyway. Keep that in mind. Get yourself in front of a huge streaming audience at a fraction of the price it'll cost you to get in front of some of the other streaming audiences. Now, back to just Amazon Video that you might see on your phone or on your computer. Just here's a sample list of the websites and apps that are Amazon partners. Food and Wine, Candy Crush. You have the apps.
Yes.
You've got all the games. Candy Crush. Let's see. DIY Network. HGTV, The History Channel, The CW, BET, Tubi. Of course, Tubi's part of, Tubi's on all of the Fire Sticks.
Right, right.
Tubi, Pluto,
Fire
Crackle.
Fire TVs, yep.
Yeah. Sundance TV.
Oh, gosh.
A&E, VH1, AMC.
Wow.
Now, of course, these are mostly the websites.
Right.
Not necessarily the streamers, but in some cases, if they're on the Fire Stick, then you got the streamers too. Parents.com, USA Today, CNN, Martha Stewart. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I'm looking at, I don't know, probably about 125.
Wow.
Websites and apps right here on this list. So just keep in mind, the possibilities are endless. The number of people that you can reach are endless. I mean, that's why there are so many millions of impressions out there available to get your message in front of the consumers. And again, with all of our campaigns, everything starts with the geographic area that you want to target. So we're not going to reach the whole country just because we can. Because you don't need the whole country. You need Escambia
right.
County and Santa Rosa County and
Baldwin right.
County. And if you want a bigger area than that, we can definitely do that. We can reach anywhere you want us to reach, large or small.
See, I come from the world of just traditional advertising. So every time you come on Tasca and talk about this, I'm actually blown away. Because I think that the specificity of who you're trying to reach
mm-hmm.
is remarkable. Because
yeah.
you can get very specific with what you do.
That is the beauty of all of our digital products.
It's not like a billboard where you just hope
exactly.
that the driver sees it.
And if the driver sees it, are they really my prospect?
Right.
Well, this is a way to target people who we already have reason to believe are going to be your prospect.
That is such smart investment.
So it's amazing. It's amazing what the advertising had, how the advertising has changed, how consumers have changed in the way we consume content and then have access to seeing ads that we have interest in.
Right.
I mean, how many times have you seen ads where you're not going to buy that?
Right, right. No. But nowadays, though, most of the ads that come my way are related to something
exactly.
I've either looked up or I've talked about or something.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And if someone wanted to come in and talk to you about that, or what would they need to do?
Absolutely.
Because now people are working on budgets, they're reassessing.
Yeah, this is the time to start planning for next year. And just give us a call here, 850-262-6000. ask for Jeff Wayne or the sales manager. Jeff is the sales manager, and he will then connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out and show you all of the products that we have.
Okay, so you've got the number one more time.
850-262-6000 or info@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
All right, you're listening to Pep Talk. We'll be back after the break. Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Good morning, this is Meg chatting with Tasca, who is telling us all about ADX Digital and Amazon.
Amazon. So one other thing I wanted to mention is that Amazon owns another video, premium video channel called Twitch. Now, if you are a parent of a kid between, 12 and 24, you probably know what Twitch is. It's very kind of similar to TikTok in a way, but it's more geared towards gaming. So it is owned by Amazon. It is the world's leading live streaming platform where content creators can broadcast their own personal channel, video games, sporting competitions, e-sporting competitions, and musical broadcast. And this is all done in real life. It's all in real life streaming. So, like I said, it's very popular. Their biggest audience are gamers.
Okay.
So it's very, very strong in young men.
Okay.
Boys and young men ages 12 to 24.
Gotcha.
Our target in our world is going to be 16 to 24. We can't target a 12 to 15 year old.
Okay.
We target 16 and up. So if you have a product that you want to market to someone of that age group, especially if it's a male that is into gaming, this is a great option. It is not something that's available by itself, but it's definitely available as an add-on with any of our Amazon products. So, again, if you want to learn more about this, whether it's Amazon Video, whether it's the OTT and utilizing Amazon Prime, or just, straight advertising, display advertising on Amazon.com or any of those partner networks that I gave you a few examples of, the best thing to do is just to schedule a meeting with us. And all of our initial meetings are educational. It's not a sales pitch. It's just strictly to help you learn what we have available, how it works, and then you can decide whether or not it's going to work great for you and your business. And then we will continue on with conversation if you believe that that's the case.
I think it'd be worth it just to come in because it's such, this is breaking technology. This
absolutely.
Is the wave of the future. You might as well get in it and get on it.
Absolutely.
For 2025.
And hey, we'll come to you. So again, give us a call, 262-6000, 850-262-6000, and ask for the sales manager or for Jeff, and we'll get one of our experts out there to talk with you and show you what all we have to offer.
Thank you so much, Tasca, for being here. Happy New Year.
Happy
Next time
New
I see
Year.
You, it'll be 2025.
It will.
We'll be back again with Pep Talk tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.